Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Governor to advance opportunities for mental health improvements with town hall meetings starting in Powell and Worland. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Governor Mark Gordon continues to work on solutions to improve mental health care in Wyoming. To further explore community perspectives on this important issue, the governor is launching a series of town hall meetings. This will start with an upcoming visit to the Bighorn Basin, according to the press release from Governor Gordon's office. The governor will host the first in a series of mental health town halls on October 25th in Powell and Worland. The discussions are open to the public and aimed at fostering open conversations with community members and partners about efforts underway to increase awareness of available resources and improve access to care. Representatives of the executive, legislative, and judicial branches are expected to attend, as well as local elected officials. Governor Gordon said Wyoming's smaller communities have unique strengths and also specific needs when it comes to access to mental health resources. These important face-to-face conversations are intended to see how we can be most effective in making a difference for those who are struggling. Governor Gordon is prioritizing improving access to mental health resources. The Healthcare Task Force is working to identify barriers, opportunities, and gaps in the network of mental health and substance abuse care in the state. The town halls are an opportunity to hear from local communities with firsthand experience of the issue. Additional town halls will be announced in the near future. The governor encourages active participation from residents, urging them to join these meetings and contribute to this vital conversation. The governor said, "Your insights and experiences are invaluable. Together, we can further develop strategies that improve care and result in meaningful changes." Overdose prevention in Wyoming boosted by $2 million from the CDC. Money to combat the nation's opioid crisis continues to flow into Wyoming, recently in the form of $1.95 million from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. That's on top of the millions the state's receiving via opioid settlements with companies accused of contributing to the crisis, according to the article from the Wyoming News Exchange. The CDC funding from the Overdose Data to Action Initiative, which aims to prevent overdoses using data and resources on the local and state levels, is the result of a competitive grant process awarded to Wyoming in late August, according to the Wyoming Department of Health spokesperson Kim Detai. Annual payments are expected over the next 5 years, meaning Wyoming will receive roughly $10 million total. The CDC said data to action means using different types of data to select, improve, and scale up drug overdose prevention programs and policies. These data include surveillance data, process and outcome evaluation data, and data from partners, including those who use drugs or have lived experience with drug use. In Wyoming, the CDC grant dollars are flowing directly into the health department. While there isn't much detail yet to the state's plans, Detai said, the money will generally fall into two pools mandated by the grant, epidemiology and prevention. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.